This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, August 28th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour will present a big screen journey from exotic locations and whitewater paddling to climbers reaching the highest mountain peaks. Banff Film Festival will visit Fayetteville at the UART Global Campus Auditorium on Thursday, September 12th and Friday the 13th. Tickets and more information are available at FayettevilleBanff.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we take a closer look at soybean research in the natural state.
Plus, as we begin a new monthly series, we talk to three of our local music hosts to learn more about why they volunteer to work on their show.
Those stories and more, but first, on this, the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, we hear the voice of Arkansas native and civil rights icon Daisy Bates. For years, Bates promoted social justice causes throughout the South as a mentor to the Little Rock Nine and a leader of the Arkansas NAACP. Back in 1963, on that historic occasion when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech, Daisy Bates became one of the only women to address the crowd of thousands assembled on the National Mall in Washington. She was introduced to the crowd by March Director A. Philip Randolph as a great champion of Negro rights and freedom. Here is an excerpt of her brief remarks from that day.
The women of this country, Mr. Randolph, pledged to you, to Martin Luther King, Roy Wilkins, and all of you fighting for civil liberties, that we will join hands with you as women of this country. Rosa Gregg, my president, Dorothy Height, the National Council of Negro Women, and the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, the Methodist Church women, all the women, pledge that we will join hands with you. We will kneel in, we will sit in until we can eat in any counter in the United States. Until we are free, until we can walk to any school and take our children to any school in the United States. And we will sit in and we will kneel in and we will lie in if necessary until every Negro in America can vote. This we pledge you, the women of America.
That was Arkansas native and civil rights icon Daisy Bates speaking at the March on Washington in 1963. We'll have more on the March on Washington later on Ozarks when we hear our 2007 interview with Al Kittner, who reported on the march for UPI.
Restaurants serving liquor in Rogers are now able to convert their licenses from private club licenses to licenses for selling liquor by the drink. That's after the Rogers City Council last night approved an ordinance which allows for such licenses to be issued to businesses in the city by the Arkansas Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. Until recently, cities would have to hold a special election to allow liquor by the drink within their limits, but legislation passed by the Arkansas legislature this year allowed city councils to make such decisions. Rogers Mayor Greg Hine says the ordinance was not about encouraging or limiting drinking, but more about leveling the playing field for businesses in the city. In addition to allowing restaurants to purchase liquor wholesale, Mayor Hine says, at least for now, the businesses converting their licenses will have less of a tax burden as well.
Anyone that converts from a private club license to a liquor by the drink license, which is a license through the ABC, not through the city, once they apply to change that that permit, then they will no longer be required to collect private club tax. Now, having said that, I don't know if there's any appetite on the part of the council or anyone else at this point. But I should mention that there are provisions in the state statute which allows for the collection of a similar fee or tax on alcohol through the liquor by the drink.
However, the ordinance could also have an impact on revenues returned to the city.
If, say, every private club in Rogers were to convert their license status to a liquor by the drink establishment and all did that, say, within the next 4 or 5 months, we could see somewhere around $500,000 to $550,000 in lost revenue next year.
But that doesn't take into account potential sales tax collections from packaged liquor stores in the city, which won't likely begin until October.
The Fayetteville City Council will consider an ordinance to limit noisy construction during overnight hours. Jeremy Pate, the director of the city's planning department, told the council yesterday during its agenda session that the ordinance essentially sets hours of operation for noisy construction by private developers in the city.
And does not amend anything related to public infrastructure development by city, county, state, or any of our contractors related to any of those types of things, because oftentimes we actually have to choose late night for less traffic, things of that nature. So this is really limited to private development construction activity near residential areas.
Pate says the ordinance originated from complaints by residents about loud construction activity late in the night or in the early morning hours.
This does not prohibit all construction activity because there are obviously things that you can do in construction fields that aren't noisy. So it really, it's limited to those things that are noisy, and that's defined within the noise ordinance. But it does give a construction time frame, essentially prohibited after 11 p.m. and prior to 7 a.m. on most days. It's extended to 9 a.m. on Sundays. We felt that was important just because Sundays are the most common day that people are at home at their residence during the week. And so the mayor felt like we should extend that to 9 a.m.
The ordinance would also allow for variances to be granted if emergency repair work must be conducted after hours. A variance could also be granted if the scope of a construction project requires work to carry over into the designated quiet hours. The City Council will consider the ordinance during its regular meeting at 6 p.m. Tuesday at the Fayetteville City Administration Building. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals won last night's series opener at home against the Tulsa Drillers 5-1. There are three more regular series home games left for the Naturals, with the series continuing tonight at Arvest Ballpark.
Mostly clear tonight. Lows in the upper 60s in northwest Arkansas. Mid-70s tonight for the Arkansas River Valley. Sunshine tomorrow with highs from the mid to upper 90s. And tomorrow night, mostly clear. Lows from 68 to 75.